Hello, it's the 22nd of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Following on from a large section of the ongoing high street works that had to be ripped up and redone due to mistakes, Bedford News spoke to the public for their thoughts on the redevelopment.
I work in one of the shops up the road. They take ages. They most of the time just wandering around rather than working. It looks nice, because it does, but they could hurry up.
Don't see the point of it, really. My personal opinion. I think three lanes was perfectly fine.
Well, there's no shops here for one thing. So, you know, if people come in for a shopping experience, all they're going to see is a lot of empty shops.
You always see it, and it would be good for it to look better. But other than that, I don't really use the street that much.
To be honest, I don't know what they're doing.
At the moment, it's a little bit sad.
It'll be nice when it's finished. That's about it.
Beginning on the 2nd of December, extended shopping hours will commence. Every Thursday, leading up to Christmas, most stores in Bedford will be open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check store websites for their specific opening hours. Advice on how Bedfordshire residents can deal with the potential flood risk following the flooding events in December of last year will be addressed tomorrow at 7 p.m. when Bedford Borough Council will be holding a flood forum online. The forum, along with other related activities as part of Bedfordshire Flood Preparedness Week, check the show notes for a link. The Bedfordshire Gin Fest is coming to Bedford in June of 2022. The event will not only feature different types of gin, but a variety of alcoholic beverages. Artisans, food vendors and family-friendly activities will also be a part of the festival. That's all for today. Cheers from me.